faith, business, politics. The Warren Alvin Show.
I listen to Darren Alvin on The Warren Alvin Show. He talks about faith, business, and politics.
Don't miss
a single episode. The Warren Alvin Show with Darren Alvin. You need to stay tuned in.
Well, 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 thank you for joining me again on another episode of The Warren Alvin Show. I'm your host, Darren Alvin. So excited you can be with me on this June the 3rd. Wow, we are well into the year and almost just about at the midpoint. So excited I could be here today and to share with you guys everything that God has given me. And I want to give a big shout out. I got a lot of response yesterday, the day before, and almost all this week on last week's podcast. You guys have been emailing me and just giving a lot of love. Thank you all over the country. Last week's episode, we talked about from image to integrity. And I'm so glad I can help people just share my story and share some of the things that I think that have helped transition your business or maybe even your personal life into something better than what it is today, especially from the Christian experience. So often we shy away from those things because maybe we don't want people to know that we've accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Well, this is one brother here. Darren Alvin is one brother that will shout it to the rooftops. And I want you to know that it is because of my love of my Heavenly Father and that I do what I do. And I'm so excited for the gifts that he's given me. So I'm glad I was able to share that with you last week. You know, last week was pivotal because, you know, we talked about from image to integrity and how important that is, because when you think about an image, you think about what people imagine you to be. And we talked about the fact that it's so critical to really, really stay focused on what you are showing people, because there's a lot of false advertisement going on out there, and people on Instagram and Facebook, they're putting their best foot forward. And, you know, it reminds me of how I see some YouTube videos of women doing contour and doing their makeup, and they start off looking one way, and then before the end of the tutorial, they look like somebody totally different. And there's nothing wrong with putting makeup on. I actually love to see that. That's not an issue with that. But the problem is that in real life, when you show yourself to someone and in business, when you show your business to someone, you show your product to someone, it's important for the product to represent truly what you're showing them. And oftentimes we show people what we really are not. And we show them that in our business. We show them that in relationships. We show them that in partnerships. And it's so critical for you to be a man and a woman of integrity. I can't tell you how sad it is that in today's Christian world, there's a lot of Christians that operate in absolutely no integrity. And what I mean by integrity, I mean the Webster Dictionary says this: it's the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles, more uprightness, honesty, honor, ethics, righteousness, virtue, decency, fairness, sincerity, truthfulness, and trustworthiness. These are all attributes that we should, as believers, want to develop more than we are showing an image that we're pushing out. And it's so critical that we really, really focus on this, because a lot of us don't have the character that we need to develop in our lives. And it's because of that, that we are trying to represent businesses and ourselves in a way where people can't do business with you, because once they find out who you really are, they don't want to have nothing to do with you. And I just want to share with you that we have had an overwhelming response to last week's episode. And again, I can't thank you for just all of the love that I'm getting on these 15-minute clips. Sometimes they go to 17 minutes, but who's counting? But today I want to transition, because I want to continue to in that same vein. And today I want to talk about transition from image to integrity. I want to talk about mission, motive, and method. The mission, the motive, and the method. Because I think it's so critical that as believers, as we look forward to continue to grow and move from image to integrity, that we need to focus on what our true mission is in life. Whether it be for your business, whether it be for a relationship, whether it be for any a partnership, whatever you're looking to get into, what is your mission statement? And, you know, Webster Dictionary says that, you know, mission statement is an official document that sets out the goals and the purpose and work of an organization. So when it comes to your business, you know, what is the mission of the business? Is the mission based on character? Is it based on integrity? Is it based on those things that align you closer to walking a life that God is pleased with? Or is it more aligned to you just getting money and you just getting a certain outcome of what you want? And it's so critical that if you're going to be in business, if you're going to be in partnership, if you're going to be in relationships, it's important to have a mission statement that is in line with your faith. I can't stress this enough because I can't tell you so many people I know who get married because they say, well, I got married because I just need to have sex. Well, let me tell you something. Having sex is not a good enough reason just to get married. Let me just tell you that. You need to have some type of a mission statement on why you're getting married. And it should be, the number one statement should be to bring glory to God. And ultimately, in everything you do, in your business, in your partnerships, your relationships, it should be to bring glory to God. And whatever that statement is, it has to connect with your faith. So often we try things, you know, that are not connected with what we believe scripturally. And that is where we fall because the mission becomes distorted. And what do I mean by that? I mean that if your mission again in relationships to say that I'm going to get into a relationship because I need some help with my bills or you're getting into a business because you say that, hey, I just want to make all this money. And there's no true foundation about, you know, hey, I want to create jobs for people. I want to expand and solve a problem that I think a lot of people want to have solved. If your mission is not based and is based on selfishness and manipulation, well, that is going to produce a mess for you. And let me say this. You can tell the mission is off track because of the motives. And when your motive has been, again, not to help people, not to build people up, not to bring glory to God, and anything that you do, then the methods become more manipulative. They become about more of you willing your way to get something from a goal or to accomplish a goal that you really don't have a strong foundation on. So again, the first thing is, if we're going to move from image to integrity, we have to set a mission. What is the mission of your business? What is the mission of your relationship, your partnerships? What is the relation of your marriage? What is the mission of anything that you're connected to? There has to be a mission to it. What's the mission of your family? And once you develop that and understand what that is and align that mission, make sure it's aligned with God's word in your life, then you got to start looking at what are your motives behind the mission. Are my motives pure? Are these motives about me and what I could get from this, or is it about what I could give? One way you can know that someone's motives is not in line with God's word is the fact that it's all about me, me, me. And in life, it's important that if you're going to set goals in life and you're going to partnerships and business deals, it's important to understand, especially if you're going to build a business, that you need to think about others first, because you need to depend on other people to help you grow your business. And if you're focusing only on you, you will never achieve the goals that you want to achieve in life. because it's not based on how can I say this? It's more based on self-centeredness than it is on what we can do as a team. And I got to tell you, there's nothing worse than someone just in it for themselves, in it for what they want to get. And I don't know about you, but I can't get into a partnership or a business with people who are all about themselves. And I can tell because of their motives, because of their methods. And we said we're going to talk about three things today: your mission, your motives, and the methods. One reason why I know that your motives are not good, correct, is because of the methods that you use. You do more, you're manipulative, and it's really about what you want to get out of it. And you don't really look to see what you can give. It's all about what you can get. And I got to tell you, when you're talking about starting a business partnership with anyone, you're talking about growing a brand, you're talking about partnerships, family, relationships, whatever it is, it can't be about what you're going to get. And it has to be based on something bigger than what you can get from it. It has to be based on what you are able to give and what you are able to bring to this scenario. And I got to tell you, it is so critical to understand this, because the methods of many people clearly shows the motives. So if you want to know somebody's motive, look at their methods. You want to know someone's mission, you can look at find out what their motives are behind the mission. And all these things connect to each other. You can't have one without the other. And so as we move forward into 2018 and wrap up this year and look forward to going into 2019, I want to challenge every entrepreneur. I want to challenge every partnership. I want to challenge every person that's listening to this podcast. What is your mission? If you don't have a mission, I want to challenge you to find a mission. Get a mission statement for your business, your company, for your business. What is the mission? And that mission should be clear. It should be measurable. It should be something that what we call SMART goals: realistic, achievable, and it's something that you can track and trace. So it's very critical to understand that at the end of the day, that mission should be aligned also with your faith. It is time out for us standing on the sidelines as Christians and as believers and expecting to live out this life in secret. You know, if you're going to be a believer, you got to take it on the chin. And you got to put up or shut up. You have to be able to get into the game and say that, you know what, God, I need your help in developing my mission. I need you to help me with my motives. And I need to make sure that my methods are biblical methods that are not, being untruthful, sneaky, conniving, manipulative. Because the end result to that is a massive moral failure. And you do more harm than you do good for your business, for your partnerships, for your relationships, and the things that you're connected to. You know, this image to integrity thing is so powerful, because if we can base what we do and how we live on integrity, character, honesty, truthfulness, it will save us a long list of headaches. Many of us, we are in the things we are in and going through the things we're going through because we have failed to connect the dots in those areas. And I want to tell you that if you're listening to me today, there is time to turn the corner. There's time to take your business to the next level. There's time to take your partnerships to the next level. Whatever you're connected to, your family, all the things that God has given you, there's an opportunity for you to take it and look at your mission, reexamine it. Some of you all might have to go back to the drawing board and say, you know what, this mission is really not lining up to what God's word is saying about what I should be doing. And then you can look at your motives. What are my true motives behind what I'm pushing right now? What is the motives behind it? Is it about me just getting money? Is it about me, showing people that, hey, I could do it no matter what you said? What is the true motives about this? Is it about Or is my motive more focused on what I can give and how I can help someone and how can I how I can empower someone, how I can bring God's glory to this, whether it be in a marriage, how can I bring God's glory to it, whether it be in a business partnership, whether it be in your own individual business, whether it be in your family life, how can I bring this and give glory to God in this situation? And then you have to look at your methods behind the motives. You know, what type of methodology are you using? Are you treating people right? Are you loving people? Or are you talking behind their back? Are you operating in a way of trying to tear down people instead of building them up? So your methods should match your motives, and the motive should push your mission. So again, today, the mission, the motive, the methods. That's all I got for you today. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I got to tell you, you guys have been so great to me. Thank you for taking the time to listen to me. We shoot these live. There's no retakes on these. So if I said something, that I've misquoted something, please forgive me. Charge it to my head and not my heart. But again, I want you to take a listen to this brief commercial that I have, because it's going to change your life. The Power of Customer Service is a book that I've written a year or so ago. And I got to tell you, it has literally been the catalyst to what I am doing in my life when it comes to businesses. I hope that you guys will get this book. It's only $2.99. It will literally change your life. Gift it to somebody. Hey, look, you know, if you can't invest $2.99 in your own life, I don't know what to tell you. We got to start investing more into ourselves, the right type of investments instead of the wrong type of investments. Again, listen up to this commercial. Thank you so much for joining me. Next week is going to be powerful. Remember, stay with God. He will take you places that you have never been to before, I promise you. And he's the best thing that ever happened to me. Thank you so much. Listen to this commercial.
The advent of doing business online has changed the world. However, one thing has remained the same. Most businesses rely on the customer, and customer service is very important. The Power of Customer Service, How to Make It Work for Your Business by Darren Alvin, treats you to an insight into what makes for great interaction with your customers and why it is so vital. Download the Kindle ebook now for only $3.99.
Thank you for listening to The Warren Alvin Show. Be sure to tune in next time when we discuss faith, business, and politics. Please follow Darren Alvin on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thank you again for listening. It's The Warren Alvin Show.